As a pastor, we know the commands that Jesus gave us to love our enemies and, you know, to go the extra mile, to turn the other cheek. And there are many times where we look at, for example, what Paul did, saying he wanted to be all things to all men for the gospel's sake. And so what are some ways or some issues that maybe some of our churches could be looking at doing a better job of being willing to make changes on things in order for the gospel to advance? For example, here at the American Pastors Network, we have an initiative called Bridging the Gap, and Joe is part of that as well. And it seeks to help bridge the divide in areas that sometimes divide our churches or our communities, things like age, ethnic background. Are there areas that you have seen over the years that are maybe important for the church to wake up to now, Gary, that maybe weren't issues in the past or maybe are continual issues that you would say we need to be aware of those issues?
Tell you, Isaac, that's a great question, because there are a lot of things that the church needs to wake up to. And whether we are talking about race relations or generation relations or whatever the case, interpersonal relationships, I think that in many ways, the church is failing, and maybe it's because the pastor is failing. You know, I have said this down through the years, that sometimes the greatest problems within the local church are the problems caused by the pastor himself, the way that he speaks and the way that he deals with people and so forth. But this idea of relating to others is very, very important. And you talk about bridging the gap. I think that we need to bridge the gap in every relationship, whether we are talking about race or generation or whatever the case. And the Bible does give us a lot of principles on that. You know, one thing I often say to people, and I teach this in my communication series, is that we must seek first to understand, and then we'll be understood. And, you know, if I'm going to work with you, I need to try to understand you. And when I understand you, then you will probably be more apt to understand me. And I kind of think that what's happening today is that we don't seek to understand where the other person is coming from, and probably should do that. But then you've got a number of other biblical principles, and I don't have time to get into all of them, but Romans 12:18 tells us that we are to seek to live peaceably with all men. Ephesians chapter 5, verses 1 and 2 tells us that we are to seek to practice biblical love as Christ did. Colossians 4:6 and Ephesians 4:15 tell us that we are to guard our speech and speak the truth in love. 1 Timothy 2:1 says that we are to seek to pray for others. Ephesians 4:31 and 32 tells us that we are to seek to be kind in all of our dealings. And if we were to follow these principles, Isaac, I think that we would be able to see a more effective church in any relationship that we're dealing with, and we need to wake up to these things.
Well, thank you, Gary. I like that. We need to seek first to understand, and then we will be understood.